Last week was a whirlwind of activity, culminating in a significant milestone, the passage of a $36 billion budget out of the Senate Appropriations Committee. As the lone CPA in the Senate, budget matters hold a special place in my heart, and I'm committed to ensuring fiscal responsibility and transparency in our state's finances. Additionally, the Georgia Promise Scholarship Act, also known as Senate Bill 233, passed through both chambers and now awaits the governor's signature. This transformative legislation empowers parents by providing a $6,500 voucher for children in the bottom 25% performing of public schools, offering them a pathway out of failing institutions and into better educational environments. Every child deserves a quality education, and this bill is a crucial step toward that goal. Turning our attention, you don't have to turn on the evening news to know that illegal immigration is currently the biggest issue facing our country. With the Biden administration's relaxed border policies, we're witnessing a surge in illegal entries, straining our city's infrastructure and exposing us to security risks. The recent tragic murder of Laken Riley at the University of Georgia serves as a stark reminder of the consequences of unchecked immigration. My heartfelt condolences go out to her family and loved ones during this time. To address these challenges, the Georgia legislature has taken decisive action by passing House Bill 301 and House Bill 1105. These crucial bills aim to withhold state funding from any local governments that go against state law and declare themselves sanctuary cities. We cannot afford to compromise on public safety, and these measures reinforce our commitment to upholding the rule of law. On another note, I urge you to keep our state's labor commissioner, Bruce Thompson, in your thoughts and prayers. Bruce is facing a tough battle against advanced stage pancreatic cancer, but his resilience and determination serve as inspiration to us all. Let's rally behind him and his family during this difficult time. As we near the conclusion of the 2024 legislative session, I want to express my gratitude to my colleagues in both chambers for their dedication and hard work. On Thursday, we'll adjourn until January of next year, but our commitment to serving the people of Georgia remains unwavering. Thank you for your continued support, and may God bless the great state of Georgia. Sen. Billy Hickman serves as chairman of the Senate Committee on Higher Education. He represents the 4th Senate District, which includes Bullock, Candler, Effingham, Evans, and a small portion of Chatham County. He may be reached at 404.463.1371 or via email at billy.hickman@senate.ga.gov.